Yeah, a little bit. A little bit different. But, everybody goes through it. And, all those guys, talk about it every week with guards, just, it's part of the job and part of how your body feels, throughout the week. And those guys hit every play. And so, felt a little bit different, but nothing too major. Well, I mean, I think all those games, they matter, but nothing matters more than us taking care of our business. I mean, that's the focus for us is we have to, stay within ourselves and what we have to do and let the rest of it take care of itself. I'm sure everybody here will be, have an eye on it and we'll all know who won or lost, but at the same time, none of that matters if we don't take care of our business this weekend. Biggest regret, that series where we didn't get the ball in the end zone. Just looking back on that, somebody asked me after the game about the throw to Michael Bush. I feel like that's on me. I feel like it could be a better throw. Put Bush in a tough spot to catch a ball moving away that he's moving away from. That's a hard catch to make, and so could have been a better throw. And just as I thought after the game, just could have been, just better executed down there. And so that possession right there, really, look back on, a couple of plays right there, and those are the ones I wish I had back. That's always important, and as an offense, you wanna look up and have, possess the ball, because that means you're getting first downs and you're moving the football, but you got to score points as well. So, those two things are a major focus. But anytime you can have the ball more than the other team, it's one of many things that can bode well in your favor, as long as you're finishing drives and doing the right things with it. Not at all. I mean, I think, this is because of what you said. We're a team, and so when you're a part of a team, everybody's pulling their weight and doing what they can to get their job done. And when one side maybe doesn't perform as well as they'd like to, it's not. That's not the mark of a good team or a great team to look at that side and say, well, that's, this is why, that's why it's we all pull together, because they've certainly, especially over the years and even this year, certainly, done their fair share of, taking over games too and causing turnovers and doing the things that they do. So, we're a team, we're together, and that's, that's really all it is. And, as an offense, you just got to focus on doing your job and what you're supposed to do. You can't get worried about, anybody else, because it's hard enough to take care of what we need to do offensively. And so just focus on ourselves. No, I don't think we would, I don't think it's to preserve health. I think, coach is calling the best play he sees fit. Outside of that, just depending on the type of play call, sometimes there's latitude, sometimes there's not, just depending on the play call and the direction that we go. So, but I think he's just, Mark's trying to make the best choice for our team and then from that standpoint, the best play for our offense. And that's all, I think that's all his consideration. No, I don't think so. It seems like people are kind of playing us. I don't think they adjust to me as much as they adjust to our receivers, because of Brandon and Alshon and Martellus and the matchups that those guys create, and then obviously the run game being able to give the ball to Matt. So I wouldn't think that they're adjusting to me necessarily as much as just, the things that we're doing in the past game with our receivers and the way that those guys are getting open and making plays. I think they're having to adjust to those guys. Well, I think, you have guys that are, Brandon Marshall's an elite player at his position, no disrespect to anybody we had, but we didn't have, guys that were an elite player at their position. And Alshon's on the rise and Martellus. And so, and Matt's healthy. And I think, probably the biggest understatement of that, group a few years ago was just the way we built this offensive line and the way that they're playing. And so, I think all the way around, it's just a better, better situation, better group of guys to go up there and play with. You know what? I think that we're constantly thinking about moving the football, running, passing, completing passes, playing efficient football, and finishing drives, you know, and getting points. So whether that keeps him off the field or not, you know, so that may be a good thing. That'll be added value. But for us, you know, the end result is to play good football, to get the team in the end zone. And that's what we're concerned with. And, you know, if you can continue to do that, then, you know, his touches, they don't, you know, they don't necessarily, I mean, they always matter. But if you're doing your part and scoring like you're supposed to, then, you know, that can be a way to neutralize that as well.